We're 7 lines from the top of the Yamin Achav, Dav Chav. Rav Nachman says, that Uki Trei, Alamar Rav Nachman, Uki Trei, Mahade Trei, Uki Memayna Becheskes Mare. What we do is we create a Trei V'Trei. We say that the two Eidim, Rachsum and Al-Ashtar, and the two Eidim that say, Anusim Kitanim of Sule Eidis, are you? Are two Eidis who are contradicting the different two Eidis. It's Trei V'Trei, and the rule is, whenever you have two Eidis against two Eidis, Uki Memayna Becheskes Mare. What does Cheskes Mare mean? It means we leave the money where it is now. Wherever the money is, assuming that it's a Malva and a Laiva, so the Laiva has the money, so we leave the money beyond our Laiva. If it's a piece of something that was sold, it's a Shtar Mechira, so we leave the item of the Mechira in the Chazaka of the person who. It's questionable, did he sell it? Didn't he sell it? So we leave it by him, by the Marikama. So that basically, by Trei V'Trei, we let things stand the way they were before the two pair of ages came. This is a concept which we have in all of Shas, the Trei V'Trei, Uki B'cheskasa. Rav Nachman brings a raya. A little hard to know what he gained from the raya. Maybe we'll be able to figure it out, but what does the Gemara say? Yidi Dehavi, Anich Zidi Barshatya. Brings a raya from the property that Barshatya owns. What was the Maisa? Barshatya is of a Nichsi. Barshatya sold some property. Asu Beitrei Amri, Shu Shaita Zav. Two people said at the time he sold it, he was a Shaita, and his Mechira, Shaita cannot sell. His Mechira is not a Mechira. Asu Beitrei Amri, Kishu Cholam Zav. And two others contradicted them. They said about the same Mechira, that he sold it when he was well, when he had a din of a normal person. Ravashi, Ravashi passed. Uki trei, la de trei, uki mamayna becheskes parashatya. So we put two against two, and we put the money becheskes parashatya. Uli omrel, this mechazaka davhasei, avalas mechazaka davhasei. It's only if he for sure once owned it, came from his father. But if not, who knows if he ever owned it? Could be shushaita zavim. So what do we see by Barshatya? Well, what has Rav Nachman gaining by this limud? Well, what does he gain? He said, if you have two against two, you leave things as is. And I'll show you. Because by Barshatya, we said leave things as they are. Because Basta Chazaka, it's not clear what he's gaining exactly by this. Maybe showing that you go Basta the Chazaka of the money, not the Chazaka of the people. Maybe that's what he's showing. Because by Barshatya, maybe someone will say, give Barshatya Chazaka. I don't know if he started off Mashaita or started off normal. But if he was normal at a time, maybe you give him a Chazaka, go create the perfect Chazaka. He started off normal. So you say, no, you go up as the Chazaka of the money, not the Chazaka of the person. Maybe that's the Raya. Makes sense? Right, the basic concept of Trei V'Trei. I would think, what? I would think you have two against two. What would I think? I would think like Rosh Hashas. What does Rosh Hashas have to do with? What is Barshatya proving now? Like Rosh Hashas? Rosh Hashas said you need a Bifneim. So you don't see anything in the case of Barshatya about that. So, what? You need a precedent for the rule of Trei V'Trei. So this is one of many cases of Trei V'Trei in Shas. So whichever case you will pick, I would ask the Kasha, why do you take it? Could be. Could it be that because it's a raya that, because in our case, you have two against two. Two Eidim sign the Shtar. Two Eidim say that they're for Adep Sulu. So maybe it should be a raya that you don't go bust the Chazaka of the person. You go the Chazaka of the money. So say, by Barshatya, we didn't look at the Chazaka of Barshatya, the person. You look at the chazak of the money, whose money it is. Maybe. Alright. Be that as it may, this is the concept of Trei V'Trei. When you have two against two, you put things basa chazak. Now, the most famous idea in Trei V'Trei is the Shev Shmaita. Shmaita Vav. He says it Be'arichus, but mainly in Perichos days. The Shef Smaita says something, a davar that's very, very misnaver. And he says it in a few cases. He says, what's the din? We have trey v'trey, two against two. And there's a rive on the side of one of the two. An example, this is an actual maisa that happened in the Bikina Eger. An example is, two Adams said a behemoth was a treifa. Two other Adams came and they said, hey, this about the same behemoth that it was not a treifa. So it's trey v'trey. So now we have a chazaka that rive behemoth same in treifas. We have rather a rive, the rive behemoths are not treifas. The shaila is, should this rive be machmiya? Look, do I even say it was trade? Do I even say it was not trade? Rive says it was not trade, so let the rive tell us that it's more likely that these two Adam are telling the truth. So the side of the Shef Shmaita is that trade the tray is the biggest raya. Two Adam is the strongest raya in the Torah. There's no stronger raya than two Adam. Even 100 Adam is not stronger than two, because trade kameya. So being that Adis is the strongest raya in the Torah, so it doesn't help when you have two Adim on one side, two on the other side, it does not help to throw rive, add rive to one of the sides. Because it's no different than if it would have been another 100 Adim. Since the ultimate proof is two witnesses, and we have a contradiction, two against two. So Shef Shmaita says, as he said, that adding a raya of rive to one side or the other will do nothing to you. It doesn't help. The Shef Shmaita has a second shaila. If you have two against two, and one pair of Adim have a migul, one of the two pairs has a migul, what would be a case of a migul? So first of all, the psak of the Shef Shmaita is the same thing. A migul doesn't help. Two Adim is the ultimate proof against two Adim. So what does it help to add Migul to two Adim? Once you have trey v'trey, adding Migul does not help. That's the same rule, but the second application of the rule, that once you have trey v'trey, more things don't help. So first he says, right, doesn't help. He says, Migul doesn't help. What's the case of Migul? Yes, a kasha, it's actually a Taisus kasha, that every trey v'trey, the second Adim should be believed because they have a migul that they could have said the first ones, or gazlonim, or they could have been mazim, the first pair of Adim, they could have said imanu ayisem. They could have, why don't the second pair of Adim, in every single tray betray, why don't we give the second pair of Adim a migul that they could have passed the first pair of Adim? What? So really, first of all, the Shef Shmaita says that the reason we don't do it is because a migul does not help. Because a migul doesn't help. Once you have trey v'trey, adding a migul is not going to help you at all. Okay, just wondering what you asked. I'll get back to you. Okay. So that's the second application of his insight. That once you have trey v'trey, more doesn't help you. Oh, you're right. Alright, one second. Good. Just the third application of the Shef Shmaita is we have trey v'trey and one of the sides is saying Adis against a chazaka. Now when I say chazaka now, I mean a chazaka of Svara. We have a chazaka, ain't not done perea tezmana. Mar says in the first paragraph of Bava Basra, it's a chazaka, people don't pay loans early. Lavai Shayifra Bismana, the Gemara says, people don't pay loans early. Two Adim say did pay early. What's their belief? What happens if it's trey v'trey? Two people say he paid the loan early, and two people say he did not. He paid the tezmana, and two people say he did. So should we say we have a chazaka, you know, you know, don't pray a tezmana? So we should believe the witnesses that say he did not. So again, the Shef Shmaita says the same concept, that trey v'trey is the strongest raya. And if you lay it to one side, the svara, the chazaka, ain't that pereta is manai, that does nothing for you. It doesn't help you. It's still trey betray. So that the shoshmeitz is very clear. The ultimate, you have two eidim against two eidim. No additional raya to either side is going to help. So what do we do by trey betray? We start. Two against two. It's an impasse. So we go uki memayna becheskasei. We leave things as they are. We go baser. We leave things in their present chazaka. The way they are now, we leave them. Why do we leave them? Well, the way they are now, that's not a better raya. Two against two, 50-50. So why do we leave things the way they are now? So the answer to that is that taka chazaka de meikara, what we call in the chazaka de meikara, or the fact that we leave things the way they are. That's not a svara. That's a din, that when you don't know what to do, when you have a suffix, you don't know what to do, so do nothing, leave things the way they are. If you're not sure how to go about fixing something, just leave it. So, if you don't know what to do, tray the tray, you leave it the way it is. Not because this is svara, the way it is any better. But because we don't know what to do, we just leave things the way it is. This is the sock of the Chef Shmaitz. And I think in Rupa Deruba, I think this is the way most of the Mepharshim understand Trey V'Trey. However, the Archeokim, the most prominent is Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who had a Shaila of Trey V'Trey, where two Eidim said an animal was Trey, and two Eidim said an animal was not Trey. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger actually has two tshuvas on this, Kuf Lamed Vav and Kuf Lamed Zayin. And in Kuf Lamed Zayin, his maskana is that the right is Mechriya. That the right is Mechriya. And that since most animals are not trey, if two animals say it's trey, if two animals say it's not trey, we go bust the right. The second of the Chef Shmaitis things, so one was, first case was trey betray and a right. So we have Rabbi Akiva Eiger who are. The second case of Rabbi Akiva Eiger was trey betray, and one side has a migul. So the Chef Shmaitzer said, if you have trey betray, and one side has a migul, it doesn't help. That's what the Chef Shmaitzer held. Actually, Taisvitz and Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph Omid Beis, yes, this kasha. That every time you have trey betray, every time you have two witnesses say one thing, two witnesses say something else, why don't we give the second pair of witnesses a migul? That they could have hustled the first witnesses. They could have said the first witnesses are Gazlanim or Kraivim or Bimazan them. And Taisus there says two terutzim. His first terutz is a migul doesn't help because trey kameya. Two witnesses like Andre witnesses, which is the Chef Shmaitz. So that Taisus in his first Teretz Taka says like the Chef Shmaitz. But in his second Teretz, Taisus says like Yishleimer. The Migu Beitrei, Layaminon, we had in Taisus and Yechesam and Teretz. That we can't give two witnesses a Migu. Because who says the two of them would have thought of the same alternate time? We can't give two Eidim a migul because maybe they wouldn't have both thought of it. Migul beitrei vayamina. So it's actually Taisus there has two terutzim. In one teretz, Taisus says a migul doesn't help like the Chef Shmaitz. But in the second teretz, he seems told that if you would have a migul, it would help. Just migul beitrei vayamina. So that we have l'maisa two ways of learning by trey betrei. Reb Nachum, here in Baba Basra on this Taisus, explains what the lumdis is. What is the lumdis? Tullian. This is Tullian, and seeing what you started to say before. What do you do when you have two against two? In lumdish terms, when you have two against two, you could say command to lesser who dummy. They cancel each other out, and it's as if they're not here. Well, you could say, trey v'trey, command ismu, they are here. Because we don't know what to do because they're contradicting each other. So the question is how you look at two witnesses who contradict two witnesses. Do you say, come on, the less no? They cancel each other out, we ignore both pairs of witnesses. Any more witnesses that come, we'll ignore them, they're contradicting. Or do you say, come on, the Islam? So the Shev Shmaitza holds. Shev Shmaitza holds. Come on, the Islam, right? The Shev Shmaitza holds. Then we have two against two, they're here. Two against two. Now if you'll add more rayas, amigo, or rife to one side, that can help you. But the kibager apparently holds. And when you have two against two, it's command the lesson who done it. It's as if they're not here. You cancel out the eidim. The eidim cancel each other out. So then you go back to any other rayas you have. If you have rife, you use rife. If you have amigo, you use amigo. Command the lesson who done it. Well, Mustaber, to say command the Islam, command the last one. What? Say?
Command the last
one,
because if you have another time,
command the last one. Try to prove it a different way. What?
Saying,
I don't know, it's hard to say. How do you say command the left? You make believe they're not here. If you have plus one and minus one, you end up with zero. Here you have two A, but you have two A.
You have zero.
Then
you have something else.
If you have more of a raya, then it has more of a purge, but the logic of the Shev Shmaitza is that if I would have two more raya that would walk in,
it wouldn't help us, and two more wouldn't help, and two more wouldn't help. It's trekameya.
Because then there are certain raya of Aedis, but once that Aedis becomes no good, because there's another Aedis that opposite it, so that the raya of Aedis is not a good one anymore. So now if you have a new bear, if you have another type of a bear, so that would be good.
What you're doing is you're desperate. You say, Bezin's desperate. We have to find a raya. We have two against
two.
We're stuck. The whole point of Eidim is to be Mavar. So the two against the two, then I'm Mavar anything.
You can't be Mavar.
I'm Mavar anything. So let's find a different way to be Mavar.
You're saying that.
Let's use a weaker way to be Mavar. Two more Eidim would come and would help.
No, because the
right is going to help.
The bearer of Eidim is in the Bible. You have two Eidim now.
So you're saying is that Eidim are a bearer. If you have Eidim, we're not Mavar. So then you should look at the Eidim. What? As you say, you should now look at the Eidim, because these Eidim are not Mavar
anything.
I would think that it makes sense to say command this. You know, I have deja vu. I remember when we went above Basra, also, most of the guys in the class felt that command the lesson will make more sense. And I felt that command this will make more sense. I remember we were arguing about it. And what does it mean, command the lesson? It's like you stick your head in the sand and you make believe there are no Eidim. It's hard to ignore the Eidim that are in front of us. You have two Eidim in front of you. What? The Eidim are not doing anything. They're doing a lot. If any one pair would disappear, then we would have to Eidim the other way. They're doing a lot. They're canceling out the other Eidim. At the very least. So what does it depend on? That's what it depends on. Sounds like it depends on how desperate you are to have a psak. You feel bad, you've got to solve the riddle. You have to solve it. You know, you have a problem, you have to solve it. So we push away tray for tray. We can't use it. We look for the next best thing. You feel that Bezin doesn't have to solve it. Bezin just has to do the right thing. So you have two against two. So you're in an impasse. So sometimes you don't know. You can't solve a problem. I'm not sure.
Say,
I'm not sure what? Two witnesses say it's good and two witnesses say it's not good. Now you're stuck. What are you going to do? So the Shashmite says there's zero you could do. Because any more rayas you're going to bring will not help you, because it's two against two. You've reached the maximum on both sides. You say command the last number, it means that you say they're not being revired anything. Therefore, we have to ignore them. Nachum says that that's talking about the shaila. It's just in order to figure out which is more mistaver, try to get onto the nakuda of what this depends on. To me, command the isno makes more sense. The pshat is they are doing something. They're not answering, telling us what to do, but they're doing something. They can't bring out the other aid. Not for this pair, the other pair would carry the day. Not for them, they would. Should it be Tali? When I have tray to tray, let's say two aidim say that this Gemara is mine, and two aidim say it's yours. And I'm holding it. So what do we do? You have tray to tray. Two aidim say it's mine, two aidim say it's yours. Since I'm holding it, so I end up keeping it. Now let's say you grab it away from me. It's tray to tray, and you grab it from me. In front of the witnesses, everyone knows you grab it. So what should be? Should it depend on Isnu and Lasnu? If you say command the Isnu, it's all fair. You agree with that?
No.
What's wrong? You're for the grabber or against the grabber?
Tomorrow's stock is in that case, not tomorrow.
What if Bezdin Paskin? Bezdin Paskin is Gemara's mine, or Bezdin Paskin that we can't do anything? What if Bezdin Paskin? When they have tray to tray, what's the psak of Bezdin? If you say command the Isnu, Bezdin Paskin, we have here now tray to tray, which is an official suffix. It means.
It's not a case of call.
No, it's not a case of Kodom Gavar. And one person is holding. Kodom Gavar is where it's sitting out in the port and no one's holding. No one ever said that you can grab.
No one said you're allowed to take it.
Could you read the first three lines of the top Tesis? Just you said no one said that you could grab. Haptaisis. Pirsh Bakuntris, Aina Nemanim Diktani, Lavda Bagvina Bishtara. And like Lavina, like Nafkamina. Yitapas, my Nafkina. Rashi holds that grabbing helps. You should tell me to read the next three lines of Taisis, right? Next three lines of Taisis argues. Rashi holds grabbing helps. And Taisis holds grabbing doesn't help. Why shouldn't grabbing help? The peasant doesn't know what to do. The peasant says, Reuven, you hold on to the Gemara. Why are they saying it? So we don't know what to do. Just leave it there. So why can't Shimon just grab it from him and say...
Ben said, no, I take it.
And says, we don't know what to do.
Because we can't, it's not so much that he can't understand it, it's not so much that he can understand it. We've seen the star, and now there's the same, well, you've got just as much reason to believe the star is no good as it is. If I
recall correctly, you're from the Commander Lesnar, guys. Right? You held Commander Lesnar. So what did Bezdin do? Bezdin said, what did Bezdin say? That we have no idea.
We have no idea.
So this is nobody ever came. And you're right. Then Grammy can't help. Let's say you're holding a Gemara, and there are no witnesses, nothing. And someone comes and grabs it from you, and we in front of them, so we give it back to you. You go to Shitasa, the Tesfa. That if you hold Commander Lesnu, you follow what I'm saying? Yol command the lessner who. So two Edom say it's mine, two Edom say it's not mine. Bezin cancels them out. Now I remain. Mezin says no Edom came. I'm just standing in the street holding a Gemara. And then somebody comes and grabs it from me. So the guy is. He has to return it. So if you hold it command the lessner who, then Tfisa doesn't help. Nothing. You hold command the lessner who, then Tfisa shouldn't help. Logical? If there's no witnesses, no anything, no witnesses, no rights, no migul, so grabbing doesn't help. It's damaganis. Somebody comes to my house and steals something from my house. I have no witnesses, it's mine. He has no witnesses, it's his. But if I'm holding it, we assume it's mine. So if you all command the last no, then Tfisa should not help, which is Taisa's sheet. If you all command the Isnahu, so what does that mean? If I grab it, the grabber could say, I could keep it, I have two witnesses on my side. I want to keep it. I have two witnesses that say it's mine. You have two witnesses that say it's yours. So I have two and you have two. So I just like you can hold it with your two witnesses, I can hold it with my two witnesses. So should it follow that it's totally, it should be totally zebizet. I believe the Shemites itself says this. This machlokes is totally zebizay. He doesn't use the language command the lesnu command isnu, which is Reb Nachum's language, but he basically says the same. He says that that's what it's telling you. Shmaitz says it also in Shmaitz above. I think it's in Perikov. He says that's totally in these two ways. All right. So basically, what I tried to do today is we're not going to spend the whole week on Trey Betray, at least to have one shiur on Trey Betray where you'll have. Or, I think it's as clear as could be, two ways to learn Trey V'Trey, command the Lesnu, command the Isnu. Any additional rayas help, but they don't help. This is the like the bread and butter of the sugya of Trey V'Trey. There's a shach. Shach is a tzimin peizayin, cut in tezvav. And the shach is going on a situation of Chiyuv Shvua. We've already learned that there are, let me say, three things that are Chayiv Lishba Min HaTaira. Okay, there are three situations where someone has to swear Min HaTaira. So pick any one of the three, whatever the case is. Let's say Shvua's Maidav Mitzvah. Okay? Someone's Chayiv to swear, is Maidav Mitzvah, he has to swear. He'd rather not swear, so he tries to find witnesses. He finds an Eid Echad that says like him. An Eid Echad that says what he says. He's a Maidav B'Mikdash. And he has an Eid Echad that supports his position. So the din is, it's called the Eid HaMesayeya. An Eid who helps him. Eid HaMesayeya, Paiter Mishvur. So if he brings an Eid Echad is enough to patter a person from swear. That's a Gemara of Metziah. No question. Shaila, that the Shach asks, is what happens if the other side also brings an Eid Echad? So I'm a Maidav B'Miktas. You say, oh, you're $100, they owe you $50. I have to swear. I bring an Eid Echad to support me. Now you bring an Eid Echad to support you. Do I have to swear? The Shach says, yes. I brought an Eid that helps me. But if you also bring an Eid, so the two Eid Echad cancel each other out. And the Chiyuv Shvua remains. V'loy Oid, the Shach adds, almost as an afterthought. Even if I would bring two Eidim to say like me, and you would bring two Eidim to say like you, I would still have to swear a Shvua's Maidav B'Miktas. I would still have to swear a Shvua's Maidav B'Miktas. Even if I had two Eidim like me. But if you have two Eidim like you to cancel them out, so there would be a the Chiyuv Shvua would return. So the Shach holds Trey V'Trey command but less than because the Shvua against an Eid doesn't do anything. So the Ketzais there in Simon Pezai in Sipkot and argues. The Ketzai says, once you have Trey V'Trey, what's it going to help you to swear? Two Edom is the ultimate proof. And you have two Edom on your side already. So what's swearing going to do for you? I think the Tzai sounds like the Shmeitzer, right? He is the Shmeitzer. The Tzai has gone to Shitasa, the Shef Shmeitzer. We have the Shef Shmeitzer holds that Trey V'Trey is command the Yisrael Dami, and no additional Raya is health. Now we have something else. We said, right doesn't help, ego doesn't help, Chazak of Svara doesn't help, and Ashmua. The Shmeitzer holds that none of these additional factors help by Trey V'Trey. What we've done though is we found that the Shach also disagrees, unless you can find the Teretz and say Shmua is different, which maybe we can try to think of. But Pashtus, we have now a Shach who agrees with Rebbe Kiva Eger and holds that Trey V'Trey is command the lesson of done. Way out. Is there any way to say the Shach holds you have to swear even though it's command the Israel? It's Trey V'Trey, you still have to swear. We were Machayev the Meshua. What does it mean we were Machayev? We passed in before witnesses came. Now, first two witnesses came, we passed in Pacha Meshua. Now, two more witnesses come, we'll be Machayev again. So much that we have to leave our socks stand, because it could be we already passed in these parts of the first two, then the second two came. Shuffle this guy. But I remember when we learned the Sugya of Shvua, there was a svara that Shvua is a type of tashlumin. There was such a svara. What is a Shvua? Pashup Shat and Shvua is, it's a way to prove that I'm telling the truth. But there was a mahalach that a shvu is a type of tashlumin that I owe you. Like to satisfy you. I have to swear at least to give you the satisfaction that I have to swear. Maybe that a shvu is a type of tashlumin, it's something I owe you. I owe you a shvu. Something which is between the mouth and the liver. If there is such a mahalach, then it would at least, we could say that the Shach agrees that normally it's command is no. But here, the Shavuot is something he has to pay. He sort of owes him. And then it could be, maybe, that the Shach still owes Commander Israel.
Then it's
true.
He had a lot of swears.
The way we understood the Svara, the Shulman, was that it's a satisfaction. I'm boiling mad at you. You're denying something. You're denying something. You might have a mitzvah. You're denying Shavuot Hashem. You owe me that much. You owe me to swear.
That's what the word has to do.
But it's two items. You're right. Here there's more to it. That's two items.
Not only is this
word has to do. The Pashas of the Shach is not like the Shach Shmai. No question. So what do we have? We had four cases where it's not, five cases where it's not Kamina, right? You have Trey V'Trey and Rai, Trey V'Trey and Migul, Trey V'Trey and Chazaka of Ein Adam Peres Esmanai. You have now Trey V'Trey and Shvua. And then we have the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, the Tfisa Health. All five of these items, the Shmaitza says the Feirish on all five. That all five are told in these two ways of learning. Of learning Trey V'Trey. There may be a sixth thing does not say in the Shmaita. However, there is a Taisus later in this Tarek. In the case of Trey V'Trey, we're going to have Trey V'Trey again in Chafez on the days. And there, two witnesses say, Mace Baila. They say that a woman's husband, Shnayim Oimrim Mace, Shnayim Oimrim Lai Mace. Two of them say that the husband died, and two of them say that he didn't die. So what do you do? You shnei meishem leimei tarizu loiti nase. So she's cheskas eishes ish, And the Mela, Harry, too late to Nasi. She's not allowed to get married. What happens if someone is Nizana with her? There's a pasuk that she's an Eishes Ish. And someone's Nizana with her. If you hold command the lesson, who? What do you think?
Huh?
Bezin
has its own
class.
Because once
Bezin passes,
it's
a Bezin passes, it's a Nishish.
So
Bezin
is
passing,
she's
a Nishish. She's a Misa.
She has
so what is it? Is Bezin passing, she's a Nishish, or is Bezin passing that they don't know? Behold, command is new. Bezin's passing that they don't know. They can give a name Misa, Bezin doesn't know. You say command the less new. Then Mecharish Yishtei Tishbichi of Nisa. Overwhelming to say that they'll give someone Nisa. Yet, Tosfos Chaf Beis Amud Beis says, Tosfos asks that the person who marries her should be Chayiv Chenek. The Gemara is Mukhrif that there's no Chayiv Chenek. Tosfos says he should be Chayiv Chenek, he should be Chayiv Nisa. So it appears from Tosfos that Tosfos holds how the command. Command the lesson. What? He said over here that the tapas matkino, which is also command the lesson, so fit for shitasai. Taisus Day asks, why don't we give chenek? So first of all, Taisus Kasha to write, I thought, command the lesson. Second of all, Taisus answers, I'm Rabbeinu Tam, the Chazaka, the Isha Daiko Mitzvah. The reason we don't give Nisa is because there's a Chazaka, Isha Daiko Mitzvah. That means, we assume that a married woman, before she remarries, it's very important to her that after she marries a second man, her first husband doesn't come back. It would be very messy if her first... She marries the second man and her first husband comes back, she's going to be also to both men. So that we have a chazaka that a woman won't remarry unless she's daiko mitzvah. What would the Shev Shmaitza say about that? You have trei v'trei, plus a chazaka yishu daiko mitzvah. Shev Shmaitza would say you can't do that. Why does chazaka daiko mitzvah help you? It's already two against two. Why is that? But chazaka yishu daiko mitzvah shouldn't help you. And Tosfos appears to all that it does help you. Which means that Tosfos holds command the lesnu. That trei v'trei command the lesnu. So the mele, the chazaka, yishadako mitzvah helps. So we have the chayra three rayas that Tosfos holds command the lesnu. First of all, our Tosfos. Our Tosfos holds a tapas makinon. Our Tosfos, we have two against two, and one person grabs. Now we don't let him grab, we take it away. He's considered a goddess. That's command last of the dummy. Second of all, because Tosfos asked that by trei v'trei we should give chenek, we should give misa to someone who's boiled this woman. That's a raya also, Tosfos command the last of. Because if it's trei v'trei you can't give misa. And thirdly, because Tosfos answers, chazok yishadaiko mitzvah, it helps. There's not b'chatzchila. When you have two against two, the chazaka is not strong enough to let her marry in the first place. But if she marries, my side said, if she gets married, we don't force her to trey v'trey. Like you know, saving this. My side said, I says, why? Because chazaka yishadaiko mitzvah. How does the chazaka yishadaiko mitzvah help? It's vayta two against two plus the chazaka. The tzaraya that Taisa Shita is that when you have trey v'trey, it's command the lesson of udami. And the name, if you have an additional raya, the additional raya would be helpful. So now we've just added chayr, we've just added two more nafkaminas. And you have trey v'trey, a little mind boggling to say though. If you have two eggs and say this is chayla, two eggs and say it's not chayla, if someone eats it, He's given malchus. The way it says nevela, the way it says not nevela. He's given malchus. Well, you feel command less than that's what you're saying. No? He's given malchus. The way it says nevela. The way it says not nevela. Someone eats it. Depends on his luck, you know. It depends if he ate it before their witnesses came to bed. If he ate it first, and then two witnesses say he's chayav malchus, two witnesses say he's not chayav malchus, he's not going to give him malchus. The first two witnesses come to bed, then the two, they cancel each other out. If it hasn't passed since it's nevela, so now we will. It was originally while we didn't know what it was. A piece of meat which appears in front of us.
Damn.
How did you have a chazak? It's not nevela. It's a piece of meat we never saw before. Comes into bed on a plate. No, that's for the most animals are kosher animals, statistically. But you take a piece of meat, you say basaroy, it's not chela. Is there more shuman than chela? You can recognize that it's fat. Shuman or chela. I never heard of a roy. I don't know if there is a roy. It's not fat, so it's shuman, mate.
Right, but
so the chelav case is a bad case. There's no chazaka to make a car. So the chelav case, that's what you meant. You're right. The chelav case is a bad example. The chazaka to make a car like an eshesish. So do I have any other cases? Yeah. If you have a behema, to wait and say it was geshaft, and to wait and say it wasn't. A behema is also safe from a chay. So I'll give malchus to someone. But it's not a pel on me, it's Taisus. Taisus says you get chenek. Now I'm saying Malchus, they says chenek. I say yes, you get chenek. So apparently, we have such a shittas, now we have to, the five nafkaminas we had before, we now can add two more nafkaminas. If Pazaki Shadako mitzvah helps. And if you would give an Einish, and you have Trey Betray, you have a Chazaka to make Hara, would you give an Einish? To me, it's mind boggling that you would give an Einish. I don't like it. To me, command this still makes more sense. How can you give someone an Einish if two of them say they did the right thing? And two of them say they didn't. So you're going to kill him? You're going to kill him based on that? I don't know that Bezin. Bezin's sack, to me, it sounds like Bezin Paskin, we don't know. I don't know is also an answer. You know, if you have a test, I don't know is not an acceptable answer usually. But Bezin could say, I don't know, then I'm obligated to know everything. No, none of the above is not I don't know. None of the above being a statement.
Somebody,
you're going to give Bisa, you understand that? If I would have told you, we'd ask him. Two Aiden say she had a get, two Aiden say she didn't have a get. Two Aiden say her husband died, two Aiden say he didn't die. Someone's Mizana with a get Bisa. You wouldn't think it's.
The logic is even more clear. It's the same thing as.
Is it logical to you? Is it logical to you to give him Misa? Two witnesses say. Before that made sense. Now, but it's the conclusion, it follows from what you said before. You said command the last no. All right, but you see, I can't have time to do because Tyson says it. Tyson says that we should give him Chenek. But for a different reason. That means in the Etzema Inyan, Tyson told you again. If you would have a situation where there's no chazak yishadakum mitzvah, let's say you would have a woman, the same thing, but she's a shaita. She became a shaita. Two of them say her husband died, two say she didn't die. And now a man is mizana with her. But she's not a shaita, a man is ma'anis her. A man forces her. There's no yishadakum mitzvah. So Taisus says, you give chenek. Where's your Taisus? Taisus says, two of them say she's a shishish, two of them say meisbaila. She's not an Eshesish. Twain says, "Loi Meisbal." She is an Eshesish. So Taisa says that if someone forces her to be Mizana, you get Chana. Then there's no Chazak. She was Nidayik or Mitzvah, and then. How we came because we canceled out the two Eidim, like you said, and how we get Chana. Bezin said she goes according to what she was originally Eshesish. And we can be a cycle in Allah Hazakis. We give that Akish because she's the best position.
The problem here is you have to remember one of the ages is saying wrong.
Right?
Who's to say that the ages is saying against the guy is saying wrong?
And therefore,
so therefore you have to assume that you have to take a face value and what the case is before the Avis.
My logic would be the other way. It's possible these two are lying. It's on those two are lying, so we're going to kill somebody. One pair is lying.
If you know the guy wasn't found, for sure.
Yes, I'm not sure if it's Anna. The question is if the woman is lying. So these two may be lying, those two may be lying. Someone's lying. I think it's a big chiddush, but I can't have a tie with you because it's a tisus. What am I going to do? It's a perisha tisus. I can't start up it. It's true. They do have aides, just aides contradict each other.
Right.
The cycle here at the end of Simchat Zion brings another discussion regarding tray to tray. Before we jump to see if it's connected, let's first hear the case carefully, and then we'll jump. You should be eager to jump to see a connection. It's a Gemara Kedushin. That's some of Vava Meravah. There's a fellow by the name of Yanai. Yanai happened to be a king. A king in Eretz Yisrael, whose mother was a certain question as to his yichus. Two witnesses said that his mother had been a shvuya. His mother had been a shvuya, whatever the criteria of shvuya are, and therefore had no right to marry a kayin. She had married a kayin, and that Yanai, as a result, was a possum. Two witnesses said that the mother was a shvuya. Then two other witnesses said that she was not a shvuya. Two witnesses said she was not a shvuya. So the Gemara says that Yanai remains a safek. He has no chazaka. He was born originally whatever he was. He was either initially a kayin kosher or a halal. And therefore, we don't know what to do. So we can't, there's no chazaka to make a car to cash in. So tray to tray. So the Rishonim ask, why don't we say a concept we had earlier, cheskas aim mahani labas. 1 minute. The mother, the question is not about Yanai, the question is about his mother. His mother was born a kasher. She lived for, whatever, 30 years as a kasher. After 30 years, two witnesses say she became a shvuya. And two witnesses say she wasn't a shvuya. So she should have a cheskas kashrus. And if she has a cheskas kashrus, we should use the cheskas kashrus to be machshir. Why do we give a cheskas kashrus to the... So Taisus is the kashrus. Taisus says it's a raya from here that trey v'trey sveka de rabbanon. Explain to you hopefully a different time why what it means speaking to Rabbanu, speaking to Raisa. But that tray to tray speaking to Rabbanu, we don't shtel on cheskas kashrus. It remains a psak of subject. And the cheskas kashrus doesn't help. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says that really a cheskas kashrus would help. Just that the mother was not alive anymore. The mother was dead. Cheskas ein mahani labas, Rashi holds, only works if we're paskening legabi the mother. But at the point the shayla came up, the mother was not around. So there's no cheskas ein da paskin. So the name of Yanai was a bona fide suffix. This is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. The name of Stifle brings. If two Adim come in, a simpler case than Yanai. Essentially, it's going to be the same case, but it's much simpler. Two Adim come in and they say about a woman that she's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz. About a man that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz. That he's a Kayin Chala. And two other witnesses come in and they say that that he's not a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz. So Taisus holds that we don't put any chazakis. don't tell anybody on Chazaka. And Rashi holds, at the very least, that if the mother's alive, to have the Chazaka, then we give the Cheskes Kashrus. What is the Machlokes, it seems? Taisus holds that at least in the Drabana, and Trey to Trey, we don't put on the Chazaka. Why? It seems that Taisus holds, at least Taisus in Kiddushin, I don't know that it fits with our Taisus, but Taisus holds that when you have Trey to Trey, we paskin it's a suffix. It's not that it's a Mela suffix, but it's a psak of suffix. We paskin that we have a suffix. New concept. I told you I was talking about Bezin paskining, I don't know. Bezin paskins, I don't know. So we're talking Tilman. It appears that Taisus holds, at least in the Rabbanon, that by Trey to Trey, Bezin paskins it's a suffix. If that's true, if Bezdin paskins it's a suffix, then the Cheskes Kashrus doesn't help. Cheskes Ein doesn't help. And if so, as Taisus holds, then we have this concept of Trey to Trey, Sveik and Rabbanon. Everything we said till now can be true in our Taisus. But Taisus holds that the Rabbanon is a psak of suffix. If that's true, then, going back to everything we talked about, is a psak of suffix, then no more Raya's help. You won't give Chenek or Malkis. There's such a concept of Sakasaf. So we have a sheet of Taisus, which Rashi appears to disagree with, that there's such a concept as a Sak of Safik by Trey V'Trey. Taisus holds us a Dindra Rabbanan. You're not Tayyar Trey V'Trey with Yechas Tassim. But that there's a Dindra Rabbanan that we paskin something to Safik. Therefore, the Chesed Kashas doesn't help. Moment we still leave it Chazaka, meaning we leave it where it is. We don't paskin based on a chazak. So then we have here an additional factor. The stipler brings yet another machlekes rishayda, which is totally in this. At the end of Simen Chav Zayin, hearing service. This is sort of the second issue in Trey V'Trey. So when we discuss the first 15 minutes of shiur, is the basic issue of Trey V'Trey, command this room, command the last room. Now we have thrown in one more wild card. Place a shita that Trey V'Trey is a psak of suffix. Now by mamon this has no bearing. Because by mamon there's no such thing as a psak of suffix. What are you going to do with the money? Personally, you can say you're a suffix, kosher suffix possible. Well, money, yeah, you gotta, that's not going to take it away and hold it. So we leave it where it is. So that we have here one more issue in Trey V'Trey. Now all of these issues will come back on Chavdeis and Lidbeis, which is the show we hope to get to. And so when I learned Baruch Chazan, all of a sudden, we learned about Metziah, we got to that test, we got to the sugya of Tafei Chaim, the hardest sugya above Metziah. Many yeshivas, they spend the rest of the year. Once you get there, you spend the rest of the year. But Chazan, he pulled a quick one. He learned Trey V'Trey in two shiur, and he learned Tafei Chaim in two shiur. In two shiur and Tafei Chaim, he went back. It was a big surprise. I don't know if he did it every cycle, but I just, so it could tell me, what happened to all the Torah. He said, if you learn all the Torah, you're not going to remember anything. If you learn the basic Tuma Alchem and the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, you'll end up with something. So it's true, you can take out a Rambam and go to the fourth Shatim in the Rambam. But then, there's a Maimon each way. I can't say that you always have to take the shortcut. But the way the calendar worked out, for him interfering in this week, I shouldn't say interfering, it makes like he's not welcome. I mean, like, for him visiting this week, what's ending up happening is Trey V'Trey. What I've done today is to try to give you the basic ideas of Trey V'Trey. And if you'll take the time to chazer to know it, it'll be a maila. Baruch Hashem, the Yetzirah to speak out all the Torahs can still come back up on the day, so you can really have the best of both worlds. You can remember the assignments of Trey V'Trey. And for days on the days, we'll be able to come back to it. Okay. It's a Shem tomorrow that we share.